and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is calling the oldest college in the country, Harvard, a joke. A day after he froze $2 billion in federal funding over diversity inclusion in classroom curriculums. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
This is a president that is obviously very frustrated that Harvard has essentially said that it does not want to make a deal with his administration.
Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen's headed for El Salvador to find out more about Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the Maryland man mistakenly deported to prison there.
My overall purpose here is to send a signal that we are not going to stop fighting for his return.
One of Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's top advisors has been placed on leave during an investigation into leaked information. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
Hegseth's chief of staff issued a memo last month saying the Pentagon would conduct an investigation into leaks that could include polygraphs.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Madison city clerk has resigned months after nearly 200 ballots went uncounted in November, and as an investigation into the errors continue. Savannah Tome Olson has followed the story from the beginning.
Mary Beth Witzel Bell has been at her post for almost 20 years. She's been at the center of the uncounted ballots case when 193 absentee ballots were found after the November election. The mayor's office said Witzel Bell didn't notify anybody about it until weeks later. The city opened its own investigation, as did the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The commission has the power to determine that the clerk acted improperly or even illegally, and the next part of their investigation would likely include asking people to sit for depositions, including Witzel Bell. And then last month, she was placed on paid administrative leave. In a statement from Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, she thanked Witzel Bell for her service. Madison City Attorney Michael Haas has been acting as interim city clerk.
It's the season for tornadoes, running from April to August. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us how they form.
A tornado is a violently rotating column of air extending from the bottom of a thunderstorm down to the ground. They can completely destroy well-made buildings, uproot trees, and hurl things through the air, turning them into deadly missiles. A tornado can touch down during the day and at night. But they do need three specific things to form. The fuel, which is the heat and humidity. A spark, which lifts the warm air up, usually from a cold front. And the last thing needed is a spin in the sky. For example, if you put a pen between your hands and roll it, one hand moved faster than the other to make that happen. This is what the winds need to be doing at different levels or directions. And all of those must happen for the perfect tornadic environment. And when they align, it happens fast. Twisters can also lift up and drop down again, creating gaps in their path and sparing one house over the other.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. It was a longer good morning this time.
That was a real good
stretch that
morning.
One out a little bit. Hope you all are having a great start to your day out there. James behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Morning.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Our head of production, our head of sound, Seth Habegger.
Good morning, and everyone.
Nice.
Had a contrast there.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Kick things off with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Now, I'm not sure about Melissa, but...
Can you hear me, Brittany?
I couldn't hear her, so I don't know exactly what happened. Darn.
Okay.
Let's see here.
It's
how about now?
Can you hear me, Brittany?
No.
Well, I hear myself.
No, that's it. Take it off then.
Okay. All right. We will figure that out.
Now she should hear.
Now we should be
good. Are you there, Brittany?
I can hear you now. Yay!
There we go. All right.
Yay. All right. Somebody with really big, goofy hands probably did that when they were messing around this morning. I don't know who that could be.
I don't know. No idea.
Brittany, more important information. How is Mother Nature going to treat us today?
Oh, she's behaving, and she's Ooh. Acting just like spring.
Nice.
Yay. Nice.
Hey, that's a change of pace.
I know.
For this spring.
This is rare, so we need to take advantage of it. But I will say, today is a preview of what we're going to have for Easter weekend. Both Saturday Ooh. And Sunday are going to be just like today, so you can plan your spring dresses, see how it's going to feel, because it is just bright, beautiful, calm, and comfortable with highs in those mid-50s.
Nice.
And that's exactly what we're going to have on Saturday and Sunday. But every other day in between, both tomorrow afternoon and Friday afternoon, we are looking at showers and some thunderstorms pushing through, bringing some moderate to heavy rain at times. But with the showers and storms come some warmer temperatures. We're actually going to be hitting the 60s underneath all that cloud and dreary sky. But at least it'll be comfortable and not a freezing rain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And definitely. It'll help with the fire danger we're in right now.
Yes, we definitely need it for both the fire danger, greening up that grass, and of course, if you want to plant some grass seed, I feel like this is the time to do it right now with the calm winds and the rain afterwards, mm-hmm. and then the sunny yeah. weekend. So take advantage of it right now.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. We appreciate you, Brittany. Thanks so much for the update. We'll catch people up tomorrow on Mother Nature.
Yeah, enjoy it. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks, Brittany. Thanks, Brittany.
Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot. We got good things lined up for you in just a little bit. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We'll get into how scientists have found the perfect way to wake up.
The perfect way to wake
science.
Up.
Science. We got a health hack for you. You don't have to exercise. You just got to be faster. Spring cleaning is on the way as well. It's a Wednesday. That means we'll be joined by Phil Hartley and our friends at Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Some great entertainment news for you. And in the 9 o'clock hour, also going to get into what's a common thing people say that don't make any sense.
That don't make no sense.
Elbow grease.
Nice.
That's a good one, yeah.
That's actually really good.
What does
good.
That mean?
Oh, that's really good, Melissa. I want to look up the origins now of elbow grease. I don't think I've looked up that one. That's a great one. Somebody make a mental note of that.
Okay, elbow grease.
I'm stretching. I'll be honest with the audience. We talked about this last week a little bit. We mentioned it on Monday. Today we are going to get into some realignment, some changes that are going to be going on here at WFHR and WIRI.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get into this with the audience, with you guys, and two things I want to hit on really quick. First off, this is something that is not in our control. This is right. something that we are being good soldiers about.
Right.
And then with that being said, I will, you know, preface this by saying that what I did the last time we were in this situation mm-hmm. and the time before that we were in this situation, that everything yeah. good that has ever happened began with change.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And that's I think, an important thing to go into this, not just for our listeners out there, but if I can be honest with everybody, our staff.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you guys are feeling is what we're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
We are, really connected in this.
Yep.
And we are all here, whether it's out there, you guys out there listening, or us here behind the microphones, we're all here because we love this place.
Mm-hmm.
Any one of us can make a paycheck anywhere else, being honest.
Mm-hmm.
We're all intelligent, talented people that could be working in other places and doing other things. We're here because we love this station, we love this market, and we love our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And with these moves that are going to be happening, I will also ask that this the best listeners in radio back me up on that. And if you have feedback, if you have feelings yeah. about this, please reach out to me or Chuck. We are the ones that you want to talk to.
Right.
If you have a situation with WIRI, I encourage you to talk to the new program director over there, Mr. Seth Habhager.
That's right. Reach out to me. Yep, for that
Congratulations,
one.
Congratulations, Seth.
Well, thank you.
Encourage you to do that. We talk about this all the time. If you have a problem with the gas prices, yelling at the clerk doesn't solve anything.
No.
If you have things, you tell us and we can pass it on to the people that can make things happen like
right.
that.
Right.
Regardless, what's going to be going on, speaking of WIRI, mm-hmm. we have our sunrise show over there, Seth, and we're going to be extending that an hour.
We are going to be expanding this. Yes, it's going to start at 7 like it is now, but it will now be going till 9 o'clock. Ooh. So we're now moving to a 2-hour morning show on WIRI. It's going to still be the Sunrise Show, and it's still going to be sponsored by our good friends over at From the Ground Up Coffee House. Okay. But it's the show that will wake you up with some great country music, some history stuff. You know, a lot of the same features that you've gotten used to is still going to be there. So
yeah, I'm looking to add a couple things here and there, certainly. But we play your requests over there. We like to play the music you like to hear. We're your morning jukebox.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And we really, really appreciate the listeners out there. Not only have they made that station huge ratings-wise, but the requests I get, I was a little worried. I've got like backups now.
That's excellent.
Getting them from you guys
you
out there.
Can't get them all in.
Yeah. Really do appreciate that from everybody out there. We'll have some fun with that more on WRI in a moment.
Yeah.
For the morning show here, you've by now heard Up North News and what they're going to be doing and everything. Interesting the name they chose. It's the same name we have, Mornings with WFHR, but I digress.
Yeah, right.
They're going to be going till 9.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that the morning show here will be going from 9 to 11.
Right.
We're going to be getting going a little bit later here. We as a staff, as co-hosts, will meet and talk about that going forward. But for right now, that is where the morning show will be. I want to say that Chuck and I had to fight for this. And we worked really hard to get this, to get that 2 hours and to get a 2 hour morning show and to keep a morning show here in Rapids.
Right.
What we didn't have to fight hard on is once we showed them the ratings, because our morning show is incredibly well rated.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, again, thanks to all of you and our sponsors.
Yep.
We appreciate that. Please continue to hang out with us. It's really not a huge shift for us. It's an hour starting an hour later.
Mm-hmm.
But that can be big for some people out there.
Right.
So we encourage you to not only stick around with us and everything, but to promote the show and all of our shows, because we're the only ones doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could, that would be very helpful. We'd really appreciate that, everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And if you don't have the availability to listen to us starting at 9, everything is podcasted, so you can always go back and listen to it on the podcast.
That's right.
Great point, Melissa.
Yeah.
As far as our afternoon lineup goes, that is going to be taken over by Civic, and they're going to be having their programming there, and I wish them well, and plenty of great people that we love working with that are going to be joining you there throughout the afternoons.
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to be doing with Midday Magazine is rebranding it as the Rapids Report.
Yes.
Hey, I love like that name.
I do, too. I think it's great.
Well, you can thank Pam, because Pam put up an old advertisement in the hallway here, and it has it broken down from back in the late 90s, early aughts, I want to say, when everything was broken up in the afternoons here on WFH, or the shows. Mm-hmm. There was the morning report, the noon report, and the afternoon report, or the evening report.
Right.
And I thought a nice tip of the hat to that would be calling this the Rapids Report. Every interview is done here in Rapids, and the report is for the whole central Wisconsin area.
It is.
Yeah. So the Rapids Report will be going strictly online.
Yes.
That will be available for streaming right away as soon as the podcasts are done.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a set time every day, just like we already do with it.
Yeah, to release them,
where you'll be able to get them and everything. I want to say to our core listeners, now, the reason that, that we're able to keep Midday Magazine and we're able to bring it to the, keep it at least a stream podcast-wise, is because of the numbers.
Right.
The streaming numbers, the download numbers for that show are incredible.
They're fantastic for this area,
Wonderful.
I can't tell you the last time I had to do a double take on ratings, but I really, truly did, and we cannot thank you guys enough by that, or humbled by it. Mm-hmm. Work really hard on that show, and I know our guests do, too. So we really do appreciate you for that.
And it's really important information for all of our listeners to have.
100%.
I think that not as important. I think that Melissa and the newsletter come first. Melissa's news comes first. Melissa comes first.
Yes, I come first.
Yeah.
I win. Ha ha, Seth. Today, none for you.
I would like to think that it is in the top 3, top 5 of important things we do around here because of what Melissa was saying there and the information we're able to get out with our guests.
Right.
So the Rapids Report, that will be streaming and podcast. For you and available just like always,
and we'll be putting out a lot of ways so you can get to it. We'll put links out there. You can go to put it right on the front of our webpage, WFHR.com. We'll put it right there, so access will be super easy.
We will be taking playmakers And that will still be for Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But mm-hmm. it'll start being, it's starting next week, it'll be 4 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be on 105.5 WIRI.
Yeah.
Okay. We're excited right. about this. Mm-hmm. The show has been very successful. We've enjoyed, you know, working with you guys out there and mm-hmm. our guests and our callers and everything. This is going to give us a chance to hit a different audience, a wider yep. audience expand in some
yep.
ways,
mm-hmm.
While also being right over where high school sports are pretty much all played anyway.
That's right.
So yes. it, oftentimes, as Michael and I were talking about yesterday, we're going to be able to be a tailgate right into a sporting event, mm-hmm. You know, whether it's Rafters or a high school event or something like that.
Exactly.
And speaking of Michael, I want to get some good news in here throughout. Michael is our newest team member. He is officially yes. on the payroll, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Woo.
Welcome, Michael.
Congratulations, Mike.
I'm proud of him. He bet on himself, and just like Seth, it all worked out, and mm-hmm. we are very thankful to Civic for that, and we're also appreciative mm-hmm. to him. He is an asset. He is a get
He's
for
a gem.
Us.
Yes. Yep. All that he does.
So Michael's going to be, with that, though, he's going to be working more.
Yeah.
And
we're going to put him to work.
He's going to be covering Rapids Tiddlywinks. And,
first, we've got to form one of those.
Yeah. No, he's going to be covering as much sports as he can.
Yep.
And he's going to be co-hosting with me whenever he can on Playmakers.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking forward to that. And, of course, the work that he's doing on the newsletter. Of
yeah, all the other so coverage much. He's doing for that.
Article every week. He's yep. so great.
So we have been given the open door to from 6 in the, at night until close
I like
to be able to do a lot of the things that we'd like to do here.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been talking about a couple of different things, and we want to hear from you out there of
yeah.
things, ideas that you might have.
Yep.
I want to say really quick that this is happening a lot in our society, and it has long before you and I, any of us were around.
Mm-hmm.
How we treat our older population, how we treat our senior population, some of that. We understand here in Rapids, better than anybody else, especially in any other city, that our Rapids area has an older population.
Mm-hmm.
And that population is a large part of what has helped WFHR stick around for 80-plus years.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these changes... Are I imagine and have talked to many of you out there about this, can be difficult. Please reach out. Let us know what we can do to help out with that.
Mm-hmm.
We're neighbors. We're community members. We're all friends here. And I hope that we're all in this for the same thing. Each other and keeping this radio station alive and well.
Yep.
And building our community.
That's yeah. right.
There is nobody in any market doing what we are doing here at WFHR and WIRI. There's no comparison. There's no comp to what we are doing here.
Right.
We are a very unique branded thing.
Yes, we are.
And we say that with pride, and we say that because that's the same as our community.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no community like ours.
Yeah.
And we're embracing that.
Mm-hmm.
We're embracing this realignment, this rearrangement. We are yep. going to go forward with it. And as Seth was saying earlier today, you can't kill this station. And
people have tried.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've really tried.
I want to say a gigantic, humble thank you to our sponsors. We'll be talking
yes.
more with them, of course, throughout these things. They have adapted and go with us on this and invest in us and invest in this community. We greatly appreciate that.
Yes.
And our listeners out there have... The only people, Pam, me, and Chuck, have been through as many changes as you guys out there.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you know, it's a close second with Melissa and Seth here. I hear some other people in other markets acting like this isn't going to be difficult for some people out there. Or this isn't, that's not what we do here. We're real with you.
Yeah.
And we understand that. We also believe that nothing great that ever happened didn't start with change.
Right.
And some of these things could be incredibly powerful and great for our listeners and for our market.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well said.
There could be some growing pains along the way, but we'll work through them.
We will.
There's certain things that we always do around here. One of them is always trying to wrap up every segment on a positive or a laugh or something like that. You know, this isn't going to be any different. So, no segue. I walk into the room the other day, and my dad is watching one of his Judge shows that he just has on in the background because there's like 90 daytime Judge
yeah,
shows
no kidding.
Now and stuff. I don't know which one is on.
I miss Judge Judy.
Yeah, she's still doing her thing. Got more power to her.
Is she? I just never yeah. see it. I don't have TV.
So, I'm walking by, and I'm running around. I'm crazy, you know. It's busy day. I just got done with the meeting here and everything, and he says to me, he's like, "Hey, Jimmy, did you know that there's a one bite law in New York?" And I'm like, okay. And you know, I'm thinking about this, and I'm like, well, I mean, it is New York, but that still seems extreme that you can get away with biting one person in New York. Like, one time you can get away with biting somebody. That's it.
Yes.
And he's like, no, Jimmy, it's for dogs. There is a one bite law in New York that an owner is only liable for their animal's injured actions of the dog or animal if the owners acknowledge prior.
So, gotcha.
You can get away with basically one of these things happening. But we had what has been one of the few really light and hearty laugh moments where we're both looking at each other, and it wasn't that unrealistic. I thought it was New Yorkers. It wasn't that far fetched.
Randomly bite people as they walk by. I get one.
You bite somebody just walking, you get one. You just put the one in front of them. Like, this is my one. That was my one. We will take a time out. We'll come back. We'll do some celebrating with all of you and our great friends at El Cafe. It's the morning show here at 97.5 FM WFHR.
The team at El Cafe extend a heartfelt thanks to everyone who contributed to their recognition as one of the top 10 restaurants to visit. This remarkable achievement is a testament to the unwavering dedication and hard work of our exceptional crew. Their passion for creating memorable dining experiences shines through in both their outstanding service and the incredible quality of each meal. Don't miss out on the excitement. Visit El Cafe in Port Edwards and discover for yourself why we belong on your top 10 list.
Get ready to experience Milltown Coffee Company, where they'll delight your taste buds with a delicious selection of breakfast and lunch options, a full espresso and coffee menu, and irresistible ice cream. Explore their charming retail and gift area, and enjoy their inviting outdoor seating, which is not only dog-friendly, but also features freshly baked dog treats, perfect for your furry companions. Join them for exciting special evening events and a vibrant weekly farmers market that brings the community together. Milltown Coffee Company, opening May 2025.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
In Wisconsin, mint brownies are the big one.
By the way, why do we associate green with mint? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Because well, mint isn't plant, necessarily... I guess
a mint plant is green.
Well, a lot of plants are green. In fact, most plants are green. In, so, you know, chlorophyll, that whole thing, you know?
There's no way.
Wow. Chlorophyll, is that funny? Wow. This is
good. Just the way you said it.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Coming up on the next Midday Magazine, we'll spend part one with Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher, and in part two, Wood County Health Department. It's 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice mid-April day with a good amount of sunshine and a break from the wind as well. High temperatures in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-30s. On Thursday, increasing clouds, scattered showers developing in the afternoon, highs near 60. Right now, it's 30.
Getting pumped over here. Woo. Pitbull. I don't know anything about Pitbull. I know a little bit about him. I don't
just
know
his name.
Music.
That's
I just don't
about
know his
it.
Music. Yeah,
yeah, he's got a stadium named after him.
Yeah. If you need something hyped up, though, Pitbull is your guy. He will get it hyped up for you, man. He is a genuine, like, he really loves what he
man,
does.
Yeah.
We love what we do around here, and we love celebrating our birthdays and anniversaries with our friends over at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get on over there today, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. I had not had a chance to look at their Facebook page. I just did.
That's great.
It's really good.
What is that?
It's a camel, I believe, saying happy hump day. We're halfway there. It's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Oh, they're great.
A shout out to the gang over there at El Cafe. We appreciate them, and we appreciate them putting into the community like they do, sponsoring the birthday and anniversary club.
That's right.
Meet them over there, because not only do they got some great specials and everything, but they got their homemade pies listed. And whenever they do this, I'll just take the audience through this magical journey that I go through, where I'm seeing the pumpkin one. I'm like, okay, that's the one I'd get. Oh wait, no, death by chocolate. Oh no, wait, this
oh, no,
one.
Wait.
And just it's
pistachio.
Too much.
Pistachio. I want pistachio pie right now.
Oh wow.
Or see, brownie cream.
See, even Melissa can't make her up her mind right now.
I can't. There's too many good ones.
I want to survive death by chocolate. I want to.
I can't.
That's what I want. Survive. That sounds really good.
Can you survive
16 kinds of pies, guys.
16. Whoa. Wow. That's really cool. That's really
The pies.
You know, and they're able to do that with that great staff they have over there. Mm-hmm. Of course, longtime lovers of Misty's Menu will recognize some of those recipes and flavors and everything.
And faces.
And Misty.
And yeah, faces. And a few other people will be there, too. Yeah.
I appreciate our friends over at El Cafe. Mm-hmm. Get over there today, everybody. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries so we can celebrate with you. info@WFHR.com. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call right up.
You can, 715-424-2600, or one button dial in with the Civic Media app. You know what, guys? I'm going to include an article in this week's newsletter about how to download the app and how to contact us.
That's an excellent idea.
That's really good.
Yeah, especially now. Yeah.
That's really good. I like that. I need a 1 through 3. Melissa, it's your last show with us for the week. So 1 through 3.
Me over Seth.
Wow.
Number 3.
I'm call it quits. No, I'm done. I'm done working with her. I'm not going to work with her anymore. Yep.
Done for the week.
No, you're not. You love it.
Real quick, before we dive into our birthdays, on this day in history in 2021, 4 years ago, Heart of Wisconsin Media, Marcus Jagger, took ownership of our radio stations, WFHR and WLJY, from CHA for broadcasting.
Oh, yay, that was the you, 16th. Really? Wow.
There is no coincidences in life, and the way we started our show and the fact that that happened 4 years ago,
right,
is quite remarkable.
It is.
What timing?
I do. I Marcus knows exactly how I feel about him, good and bad. I'm kidding. But I always like to shout out Heart of Wisconsin Media and Marcus, because there's a good chance that if they did not buy us, I don't really know where WFHR and our other station would be.
It would have been interesting.
He took us. He gave us a new coat of paint, put a new engine in our car and everything. And, you know, we were rolling to a point where, you know, Civic Media saw something in us. And,
that's,
you know,
right.
Then the rest is our now history.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But that's a great one. Thanks for including that on there, Pam. Appreciate it.
Yeah, good stuff.
Ooh. We also want to wish our own Civic Media's Jade Shepherd a happy birthday.
Oh, Jade.
Oh, happy birthday, Jade.
Great designer. She does a lot of our graphics and stuff. She's great.
She's fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Jade's really
helps
good
with our text to win contest stuff. She's awesome.
She's really something. We appreciate Jade. Love working with her. We take a look at our local birthdays, our local celebrities, and we wish happy birthday to John Henkelman.
Happy birthday, John.
Happy birthday, John.
Enjoy the day, John. Hope it's a good one for you. We wish a very happy birthday to Gene Elmer.
Happy birthday, Gene.
Happy birthday, Gene.
Wishing you a great day, Gene. Mm-hmm. And our qualifier today, Ruth Zinda.
Happy birthday, Ruth.
Enjoy
this
the day, Ruth.
Red letter day. Both of my grandma's names.
Jim. Oh, really?
Yeah.
How about that?
That's really cool.
That is cool.
Again, there are no coincidences. That's really cool.
Congratulations, Ruth.
Yes.
Enjoy the day, Ruth. Hope it's a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And who are you sharing your birthdays with? Well, we look at our celebrity list here. And Sadie Sink is 23. Max on Stranger Things. She is great. She was one of the breakout stars of that show in the last two seasons that she was on. And she's one of the, she's getting some work here and there, but as she gets older and it gets and honestly gets away from the TV show schedule,
right.
Because that books you, that you know, logs you up and everything. You're not only going to see her, you're going to see all those Stranger Kids things, you know, branching off and doing other stuff.
Oh yeah,
that show's wrapping up with they're wrapping up their final season right now. So,
right.
Yeah, she's good. Anna Taylor Joy is also really good. 29 for her.
Oh, I love her.
Furiosa, Beth Harmon in the Queen's Gambit, Princess Peach in the Super Mario Brothers movies.
That's right.
She was also in the New Mutants, Morgan, Casey, and I really appreciated her work with James McAvoy in Split and Glass. That's where I first saw her, and she really showed me something, because James McAvoy's performance in Split is in the top three greatest acting performances I've ever seen.
Wow. Hmm.
Top five is probably more fair, but at least top five.
Wow.
I've never seen an actor do what he did there. I've never seen an actor push themselves in many ways that he did. And she hung with him in every scene.
That's cool.
She's good.
Yeah. I would still want to see The Menu, but I absolutely want to rewatch The Queen's Gambit, because that was so good.
I heard that was incredible, The Queen's Gambit.
It was
Gambit.
So awesome.
And I'm with you. I really want to see that movie, The Menu. It's one of those ones. I'm not usually into those movies, but there's something about not Guy Pearce. I always do this. Not Guy Pearce. The lead actor in it, Ralph Fiennes. Ralph Fiennes. That if he's doing a movie like that, he just doesn't choose bad scripts.
Mm.
Yeah.
Claire Foy doesn't. She's 41. She was Queen Elizabeth in The Crown and Elizabeth in The Girl in the Spider's Web.
Okay.
Great actor, too.
She only does character's name Elizabeth. Okay.
Yeah, yes,
okay.
Yeah. Rico. Suave. No. Geraldo is 60 today. I had to get that in there.
Oh, no.
Martin Lawrence is 60.
Wow.
Big fan of Martin Lawrence.
Mm. Oh, great, yes, me too.
Great actor, great stand-up comedian. Mm-hmm. John Cryer is 60 as well. Martin Lawrence and John Cryer are the same age.
Wow.
Ducky is 60. Lex Luthor on Supergirl. Not a lot of people saw that one coming. No. Alan Harper in 2 and a Half Men.
Of course.
And, of course, Ducky in Pretty in Pink in many of those movies. Mm-hmm. One of the 80s brats, you know, that got to start up there. And unlike a lot of actors of that batch there, good career. Really good, mm-hmm. continuous work.
Reinvented himself, yeah.
With the 2 and a Half Men thing, yep. Yeah. And then
he won a whole bunch of awards and stuff, yeah.
And then shaving his head and playing Lex Luthor and all yeah. that. Like, he's had a good career. Yeah. I'm happy for him. You don't get to see that often enough.
Mm-hmm. You said Ducky, and my mind immediately went to Land Before Time.
Nice.
Oh,
nice.
No.
Bill Belichick is 73, legendary coach of New England Patriots, current coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels, and arguably the greatest coach of all time.
Yeah.
Getting around that.
We'll see what he does in North Carolina. Okay.
Very interested by that. My favorite basketball player of all time, and you can make the argument the greatest of all time, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is 78 today.
Yeah.
The Dream. This mm-hmm. is one of the greatest nicknames of all time. Right. One of the greatest careers of all time. Number 2 now on the all-time points list. And, of course, won a championship here in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin. He put the Bucks on the map. Mm-hmm. He really did. Back when he was Lou Alcindor.
What was the movie he was in? Was it Airplane?
Yes.
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 He did some acting, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pat played that clip this morning. Yep.
Oh, such a good actor. You know, that's a great reference, but I always think of Enter the Dragon, where he's in Enter the Dragon. Fighting
right.
Bruce Lee and everything. And
wow. He was still playing then. Yeah.
Bruce Lee's student. Bruce Lee taught him martial arts.
I did not know that.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's interesting. Wow.
Pope Benedict XVI would have been celebrating a birthday on this day. Born in 1927, mm-hmm. passed away in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Selena, born on this day in 1971, passed away in 95. Just really a powerful singer, songwriter. Would have loved to have seen what she could have done.
Yep.
And Dusty Springfield, born on this day in 1939, passed away in 99. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
Mm.
So many hits. That I had quite a few.
Dusty in Memphis is one of the great all-time records. I mean, there's not a bad track on that album. It's fantastic.
Gary Rafferty, born in this day in 47, passed away in 11, Baker Street, and co-wrote Stuck in the Middle with You.
That's right. With Steeler's Wheels, yeah.
And the legend, Charlie Chaplin, born in this day in 1889, passed away in 1977. Actually, just, I believe, a couple of days or the day I was born.
Oh, wow. Right around that time, yeah.
You cannot tell the history of entertainment without Charlie Chaplin. City Lights, The Kid, Modern Times, some of his greatest work, maybe his greatest work and his greatest monologue. And it has never been more timely than now, The Great Dictator.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite, of course, The Gold Rush. Just watched it a couple months ago.
The Little Tramp.
So good. We will. Oh, and Wilbur Wright. Gosh, I almost forgot Wilbur
what?
Wright.
What? Oh,
Wilbur
my gosh.
Wright, one of the
Father of Flight.
Yeah, one of the Wright brothers. Yeah, yeah. Got to get that in there. And again, to everybody celebrating a birthday anniversary out there, we wish you the best of days.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday.
We'll be back after our news, sports, and partner break right here on Mornings at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin sits on two Great Lakes, which lends itself perfectly to the shipbuilding industry. Lisa Hill reports on efforts to rebuild domestic shipbuilding.
Marinette, Sturgeon Bay, Manitowoc, Milwaukee, Green Bay, all cities involved in commercial and military shipbuilding. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin wants to ensure that our nation's shipbuilding industry remains strong and vibrant. Baldwin has introduced Buy America and Made in America requirements into the defense bill.
By the way, you know, we know about the big shipyards in Wisconsin, but there are hundreds of and upon hundreds of small businesses that supply certain components for those ships.
She added military vessels aren't the only ones to be concerned with. Baldwin said not so many decades ago, the U.S. dominated shipbuilding. That's no longer the case.
I think in the last year for which there are records, we built in the United States 5 commercial ships. and China built 1,700. So hopefully that sunk in. We have gone from being dominant in commercial shipbuilding to having our lunch eaten by China.
Baldwin added that she will be happy to work with President Donald Trump in efforts to resurrect the U.S. shipbuilding industry. Early in his current administration, the president said he was committed to that objective. Last week, Trump directed the Department of Defense to explore actions that could bring commercial shipbuilding back to the United States. She said one of the actions might be docking fees for Chinese vessels.
But he set in motion the work that the administration has to do to see that through. And that's one where I'll work really closely with him. And
Baldwin made her comments during a virtual town hall meeting for her constituents in Northeast Wisconsin earlier this month. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers end their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers shut out the Tigers 5-0, ending a three-game losing streak. Reese Hoskins smacked a fastball to deep center field for his first home run of the season.
Yeah, breaking the ice, there's maybe something to be said for that. Yeah, it's just nice to get rewarded for some quality at-bats.
NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard, slowly making progress from that blood clot in his right leg. Could he be back for the playoffs? Doc Rivers.
Well, I mean, we're hopeful, you know. We're just following the protocols, and so we'll see, you know, but we don't know yet.
Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell on the search for a new left tackle after losing Kevin Haywood in spring practice to a torn ACL, out for the year.
You know, now we got to have to figure out how we're going to manage some of that and move some guys around and expect some other guys to step up, whether it's Leighton Nelson and Emerson Mandel and guys like that got to step in.
That's Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice mid-April day with a good amount of sunshine and a break from the wind as well. High temperatures in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-30s. On Thursday, increasing clouds, scattered showers developing in the afternoon, highs near 60. Right now, it's 30.
Wicked awesome.
Going, what is that from?
It's
oh no,
it's time for our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday with our good friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Phil Hartley in studio with us. Oh, Melissa, he does have his headphones on, he can't hear you. We appreciate you being here, Phil, and appreciate the production done by Laura and Melissa there to our theme music.
So great
for our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
I might not be able to talk now.
Yeah, a little speechless over here.
Choked up.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Phil, we appreciate you joining us. I want to personally thank you too, and Quality Plus Printing for investing in our station like you guys have, and in our community as you guys have. Not certainly just with us, but many, many events and many things in this community. You guys are such a good example to I think other businesses in this community. And I've talked to you know, especially with the chamber and the connection we have there, I talk to a lot of businesses when they're just starting out, and you guys, Family Natural Foods, businesses like yours are a shining example of what we're trying to do here as a community. And I don't mean just us, the radio station, but us as a community, and we are stronger together. I really do appreciate that, man, and I appreciate you being in studio.
No, thanks. Glad to be here. This is of course, one of my favorite things to do anyway, as you know. So I'm glad to be here. And when we can make it, we can. And, yeah, I guess it's part of my bringing up, I guess, that you know, when you get what you give. And that's the philosophy that's in my head usually when I'm doing those things. It's like, how can we help each other out? And make each other stronger, because it's going to come back.
Yeah,
it's going to come back to you. If you make others stronger, it makes you stronger.
That's right. So. You really get what you put into this world. You really do. What are you guys putting into the community? What are you working on over there?
Oh, so the spring's been, hopefully. Spring. We'll see what this is. But, yeah, hopefully it's coming. But, you know, it's bringing out a lot of, doing a lot of work for events, upcoming things in the community. Doing a lot of work with the Mead lately, actually, because they got some events coming up over there. And we've been doing some printing, which we've never done before, really. So they're starting to go through us.
Cool.
And do some, they've really upped their game.
Yes, they have, yeah.
You know, with this new leadership over there, and they get a lot of upcoming events this summer. So they've been coming to us now to help print things like that. But groups like that, the golf areas are starting to light up. So
yeah,
they're starting
to
have a lot of business from our friends over at Sand Valley and Lake Arrowhead and in Homestead and Bullseye. So they're all starting to get ready. And, of course, the rafters are starting to get ready.
So
we've been getting visited by Mr. Ken a lot lately.
Very cool.
And getting some new ideas and some new marketing ideas, which are going to be fun for this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're starting to get those printing goods ready for them as well. So we're getting there. It's a busy time for us leading up to the summer and early summer, especially because so many raffle tickets. We print thousands and thousands upon thousands of raffle tickets, posters, of course, for events and flyers and things like that. So that's what we're gearing up with right now.
Yeah. So that's all.
That's all.
Right.
Every day is a new adventure, but it's fun. And it's just an amazing to see, because you get to see all these things coming.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and
you know what's coming up. Yeah.
Yeah. So weird to hear her and not see her.
It throws you.
Where is she?
It takes a little getting used to.
Just let her
I am the voice in your head.
What'll happen eventually?
Do other people hear her too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, they do. Okay.
What'll happen eventually is you'll hear that voice even when you're not on air.
Yeah.
It just pops in your head.
That's what I'm worried about. So it's pretty. It's just really cool seeing things gear up and seeing how exciting the summer is going to be for this area. So,
And as long as we have a moment, I do want to remind everybody about WAM Incorporated and the Hometown Heroes that you guys are doing over there. We always like collecting those.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, bring it on. We got a new one in last week, so I think we should be able to get one out here within a week or two. So, yeah, keep them coming. It's been fun, and we're ready for you. And that's gearing up, too. It's been fun to watch grow, and Heather has been working in concert with me over there and doing a great job. We just did some jobs for UWSP. We did some towels. They went on a road trip, the cheerleading team, and they had pointer towels on, thanks that we were able to put on. And so it was really cool. And we made their luggage tags for them.
Pointer
luggage tags. So things that you don't think about, you know.
Exactly.
Here we go. So here it is. Those ideas. We did soccer balls for Wisconsin Rapids youth soccer.
Awesome.
We put their emblem on them and the age group on several different size balls so they can keep track of it, you know what I mean? So we sublimated those right on the balls. And so pretty cool stuff, you know, that you wouldn't think, well, that's not a normal thing. Everybody thinks it's shirts and the hats we can do, obviously, but
do anything.
Bring it on.
It's another example of if you've got thoughts or ideas about this, bring them over to Quality Plus Printing. They love talking about those. They love having fun, different tech jobs to do and everything.
Yeah.
So reach out to them.
Bring
and
on
find
the
out
challenge,
more.
Man. That's what life's all about. Otherwise, it just gets boring.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Right up.
And it's boring.
Yeah. We don't want boring.
We know all about that. We all. So we've made the audience wait long enough. Phil, what is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
Okay. So here's springtime. So here's hoping. Salubrious.
Salubrious.
It sounds very intelligent, doesn't it?
It's fun to say. Yes, you sound intelligent saying it.
Thanks. Yeah, well, it's once in a while, you know. It hits. to be healthy, wholesome, and favorable to promoting health.
Ooh.
So I'm thinking spring here.
Okay.
I think spring is a good time to get out there and get some exercise going and eating some good healthy fruits and vegetables, that kind of stuff.
There you go.
Salubrious.
Salubrious.
Get some of that sunshine in you today, right?
That's right.
It's
vitamin
D. Good for you.
Add that one to your lexicon, everybody. You're going to sound smart with that
salubrious.
One. That's a good one.
Salubrious. Hey, while I'm here, you just did birthdays and a lot of good birthdays today, too, by the way. But I got to throw in out for my wife. Her birthday is on Friday.
Oh awesome. All right.
Well, add her to the list for Friday.
I'm very much a... Well, I'd be her older man there because, she's only 39. So, and I'm in my mid-50s or so. That tells you how much I robbed the cradle right there. Yeah.
She's amazing. Yeah. We're wishing her the best of days.
Yeah, I got to tell Pam on the way out.
Please do. And Phil, door is always open. Looking forward to you joining us again real soon. Thanks a lot for being in studio today.
No, it's been a lot of pleasure. Fun. It's great to see you guys. And thank you for having me.
Bring your ideas over to Quality Post Printing, everybody. 3515 East Street South, right here in Rapids. Give them a call, 715-423-7440. That's 423-7440. And be sure to follow them on social media. Their Facebook page is amazing. It's a great way to not only connect with them, with the hometown heroes or ideas you might have, but also to keep up to date on all the cool things they are doing and doing in our community. Head on over to Facebook, type in their Quality Plus Printing, like their page, and share the things that they are doing over there. Buy local, support local, everybody, and be listening every Wednesday for another, I got to play it again.
Oh yeah, please do.
Another please wicked, do. Awesome Word of Wednesday here at WFHR.
Wicked awesome.
Summer is around the corner, meaning it's time for water park season. While the thrilling water slides call out to your kids, you know that long lines, rental lockers, and large crowds can turn fun into a hassle. This summer, take action and do something different. Contact WAM Incorporated to create eye-catching attire that ensures you never lose your group. Clearly label your towels and beach bags for seamless packing and travel. WAM Incorporated is committed to making this summer enjoyable for every family. Call 715-423-7740.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together. We did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice mid-April day with a good amount of sunshine and a break from the wind as well. High temperatures in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-30s. On Thursday, increasing clouds, scattered showers developing in the afternoon, highs near 60. It's 35 at our studios.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Big shout out to Phil Hartley and our friends at Quality Plus Printing joining us. That was fun.
That was. Yeah. Very good.
It was a good time right there. Mm-hmm. We appreciate Phil and the gang. Be sure to be here every Wednesday for another Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. And head on over to Quality Plus Printing today at 3515 8th Street South of Wisconsin Rapids. Buy local, support local, everybody. Mm-hmm. We're going to take you to the top of the hour. 9 o'clock hour is going to have some fun in there. We'll kick things off with some entertainment news. We've got good things involving Dolly Parton. A live action animated series I don't think a lot of us saw coming, and plenty more. We're going to talk some local theater as well.
Okay.
Got all that coming up. But right now, science.
All right.
Science.
She blinded me with science. Researchers in Japan, scientists have found we wake up feeling less groggy and more alert if we let in a little sun exactly 20 minutes before our alarm goes off.
How are you supposed to do that?
That's a great idea.
So scientists believe that they have found the perfect way to wake up.
Okay.
And this is it. This is where it begins. 20 minutes before your alarm goes off, you're getting hit by some vitamin D.
Okay.
Some sunshine.
There you go.
Opening your curtains after you're up doesn't do it. And unless you're waking up right after dawn, leaving them open all night can actually make things a little worse. They found 20 minutes before your alarm is the sweet spot. So automatic curtains are the only practical solution for most people.
Yeah, that's right.
And, automatic curtains?
And, mm-hmm. and good news, everybody. You can get one of those gadgets for anywhere between $150 and $200.
Only.
So, I mean, you're just a bag of change. Just, you know, you can find that in your couch cushions and everything. Yeah. The study found sunrise alarm clocks that use artificial light don't work as well. Natural sunlight is the best, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
So I have two things with this.
Okay.
One, I mean, I think this is kind of interesting, and it's mm-hmm. also, I don't think it's that, you know, hard to wrap your mind around.
Right. Is
it one of those things when you hear it, it kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious about something. Did we need to know this? Because we can't do anything about it. Like,
really.
I mean, us average people, you know, the top 1% earshers or whatever that can afford just any time to go out and buy a $200 gadget or something like that because scientists told them to. You know, that's one thing. But us everyday people, what are we supposed to do? And all this does is frustrate you. All this, I mean, Melissa hit it on right away. Like, I read this and I'm angry now. Like, I'm more.
No. This has an application, James.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is how you get your teenagers out of bed, moms.
Oh, okay.
Nailed it.
Go into their room before their alarm goes off and you open those curtains 20 minutes earlier than their alarm and they'll wake up more happy.
You make a lot of noise as you go open, bang, crash. Yeah. That'll wake them up.
No, not that. Come on.
So much better than the way my mother woke us up, where she would come in and my mom actually has a very nice like voice. I don't know mm-hmm. if she has a good singing voice. I've actually never heard her sing, but when she's kind of like rhyming or whatever, and she's mm-hmm. time to wake up, time
like a sing-songy
to wake
voice,
up.
Yeah,
very sweet, yeah. Very song. And then right above your knee, there's that muscle right there, your mm-hmm. quad. She would squeeze as hard as she could on that.
Oh man,
as she was singing sweetly to you.
Oh,
this is
very confusing.
Extremely, and it may explain some things today. But yeah, I would much rather wake up the way Melissa is talking about.
Yeah, right.
It's a lot better.
But that is the application. Like as soon as you said it, I'm like, moms would do this.
So first of all, so you need an east facing window.
Yeah,
that's the thing. So you need to set up your bed so that you're in that area. You have to make put an order into Mother Nature to have it sunny every morning.
Yes,
yes, mm-hmm. and around the time you need to wake up. So after all that, what's the problem? You know?
Yeah, I mean, what's the holdup? I mean, doesn't everybody have a connection like we do? We know a guy, Brittany. You know, we reach out to Brittany. Hey, Britt, can you make something happen for us? We need that sun.
20 minutes before my alarm every day.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes we hear information, and I'm like, would we be better off not knowing? Like, and I don't say that about anything in life, but every once in a while, I come across something that just...
Just when it's something that's unattainable.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
that
right.
would make our lives better.
Mm-hmm. Health hack time, if that wasn't one. This is another one where it just seems like it's putting us in a different direction with things. Don't want to exercise? Well, it turns out you can get some of the same benefits by just rushing through stuff all the time. A study in the journal Circulation found doing random tasks and chores faster might do wonders for your health. Researchers tracked the movements of over 24,000 adults for about a week, so a good number of people.
Yeah.
And none of them were people who got regular exercise.
Okay.
The ones who did minor tasks briskly saw major health benefits years later. For some, their heart attack and stroke risk was half what it was for people who just went through the motions.
Okay.
Quote, minor stuff might include quick things like speed vacuuming the rug or walking faster when you take out the trash.
Okay.
They found even 5 minutes of rushing per day made a difference. The idea is just to get your heart pumping, and you don't have to be pumping iron to do it.
Okay.
The lead author of the study put it this way, quote, it's a good idea to find ways to fit extrition into your daily life, but that doesn't mean you have to actually exercise.
Okay.
And so if this is the case and rushing around all the time is going to help you live a longer and healthier life, I am immortal.
He's never going to die. I live forever.
I am a cartoon character, apparently. I cannot be killed. And it's all thanks to this. So I'm appreciative of this, to be honest with you. I don't know what I'm going to do with my time. I had a retirement plan and everything, but I guess I'll figure that out.
You also exercise, James.
So yes. So, I mean,
your actual rushing doesn't really help you any.
Because you're already doing the thing. Shame. Yeah. Right.
I am the Highlander.
There can be only one.
For those of us who aren't in shape, running up the stairs versus walking, it gets your heart rate up.
A little bit, yeah, that's true.
Every little thing that you can push yourself a little harder to do to get that heart rate up, that's great.
I knew about this when I was a kid. And you know how I learned about this? By reading Archie comics. I'm going to tell you, I learned this from Archie comics. So Betty goes to Veronica. Veronica's working out. She's like, Veronica, I hate this. I don't want to work out anymore. She fires her trainer, and her trainer goes, well, why don't you do whatever your friend here does? I'm talking to Betty. She's got muscle tone, all this stuff. And so Veronica's like, okay, I'll do what Betty does. You're fired. So they go to Betty's house, and Betty starts cleaning the house. And does bends and, you know, things like this.
Right.
And she's like, what are you doing? She's like, it's called housework. And Veronica goes to the phone and calls and rehires her trainer.
Right. Nice.
See, I knew all about this years ago.
Yeah, you were way ahead of the game.
Now,
speaking of that, though, is this something that, because I don't know if they're the same thing or not, forgive me, I don't have one of those watches that collects your steps or an app
Fitbit,
that does that.
Yeah.
But it feels like that's kind of been gearing this people up for this already.
That's true.
That are really locked in on that and everything. I have a student who is adamant about it, and I swear has only taken improv to get her steps in. That's the only reason she did it.
Do whatever you can, I guess.
She's also very funny. Yeah. But I don't know. This is something that I think a lot of us do without even knowing.
Mm.
You know, and some of that is because of the rush of the day, and you just got to hurry to get things done. And I can't be the only one that sometimes just wants to either, you know, challenge themselves or have a little fun with something. It's no different than you crumple up a piece of paper and try to shoot it into a basket. It's a little similar to me with that. You know, I'm going to get the garbage out quick. I'm going to do this fast. I never would have dreamed that it has health benefits, though. That part is really wild to me. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, usually when I'm rushing with the garbage, it's because the garbage truck is coming down the street. If I don't get it out there, it's going to not go.
So be constantly late with everything. This is what I'm hearing right now.
Welcome to my life.
Yes.
You'll be rushing around like crazy.
You can go to circulation.com to find the complete article. I don't know if that's a great name for a magazine or an article or a website.
It must be just about, you know, your circulatory system, maybe,
I'm hoping.
Heart health, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know if I'm going over that. We wrap up with that ain't right story if we haven't already been doing that the whole hour, other than the Quality Plus printing, of course.
Yes.
Remember the great toilet paper shortage of 2020? What about the sad sriracha shortage of 2022?
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Or the Christmas tree shortage every year that never actually happens. Well, now the New York Post says that there is a, quote, shortage of cousins. Yeah, the brand. The idea is that, not the brand, I'm sorry, but actual cousins, literal cousins.
Oh, right. My relatives?
Your relatives,
The idea is that millennial parents are not having as many kids and that were growing up.
Right.
There's actual data on declining birth rates, but the idea is apparently going viral because of a TikToker where a female millennial talks about the issue. She says that when she and everyone she knows was growing up, there were countless cousins around. Now her kids have two cousins on one side and three on the other, and that's it. She says it's just so different.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's kind of how life has always worked. This is not one of those things that you can point a finger and blame this or this about it. You could look at, I don't know, the cost of living and how much it costs to raise a child. And maybe
that goes into the equation. It sure does. Well,
that is something. But to be fair, this is something that has always existed. If you look at birth rates throughout human history and all of that, I don't know that this... The one thing that's new is apparently young people reading something or seeing something and think it's the first time it ever happened without doing any darn research, when we've never had more accessibility of research.
Of course, kids have been doing that for a long time, too, now that I think about it.
Very true. I'm pretty sure I was one of those kids. I'm pretty sure.
Right? Know everything when you're 20, right? Yes. And then gradually you keep losing all of it. So, yeah.
Right. We had all the answers. Where did they go?
They all left.
Yeah. It is an interesting note to think of.
It is, yeah.
But I don't know that it's really...
You can't point the finger at one thing as the reason why.
There's just so many reasons why birth rates are dropping. Part of it is, that, like you said, people being able to make a living wage and afford children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not as if we've got hey, everybody, we got to really cram. We got to really work together here and keep the human species alive. We're doing okay.
Let me double check.
Populated.
Yep.
Let me double check here just to make sure.
What's 8 billion people? Yeah, oh, there we go. Yeah.
Looks like we're okay. Looks like we're all right. As far as that part of it goes or anything. But it's more just interesting to me when people are like, can you believe this is happening? It happens pretty much
pretty
much every other turn of the century, if not sooner than that. That's kind of the way life works.
You can call someone cousin who's not blood related to you.
Whatever.
Hey, Nate,
be back with more show.
This is Locally Grown Radio.
CBS News Brief. The Commerce Department says shoppers went on a spending spree last month. Fueled by big ticket items, retail sales rose a better than expected 1.4%. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This report shows that people were very worried that car prices and truck prices would rise as a result of those 25% tariffs.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says the Trump administration is suing Maine's Education Department for not complying with the government's push to ban transgender athletes in girls' sports.
This is about sports. This is also about these young women's personal safety.
President Trump is calling Harvard a joke and making new funding threats. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
He said they should lose all of their federal funding, not just the $2.2 billion that he has frozen so far. He slammed some of their hiring decisions.
Harvard's openly defied administration demands to limit on-campus activism. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.